three, four, get on the dance floor. One, two, three, four, get on the dance floor. Put the shit, put the shit. Shah Rukh Khan is probably the biggest star in India right now. His latest film, Chennai Express, is breaking all box office records in India. And if one of his newest ads is to be believed, the secret of his success is the Fair and Handsome cream.
World's number one, Imami Fair and Handsome. Kyunki mardon ko chahiye zyada.
For men who want more, there's Fair and Handsome, Dimples Shah Rukh Khan. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The megastar is getting some pushback. Kavita Emmanuel of the Dark is Beautiful campaign has put out a petition asking him to stop endorsing skin lightening creams.
We have 9,000 and above signatures now, and even fans of Shah Rukh Khan have said, you know, we believe in you, we appreciate you for who you are, but please don't endorse products like this.
India's obsession with fair skin is legendary. The matrimonial ads have their own complexion code pyramid. There's fair and lovely at the top, then the glowing wheatish complexion, then medium complexion, apparently unglowing. Those who don't mention complexion at all are just assumed to be dark. You routinely hear someone described as pretty, even though she's so dark. Actress Nandita Das tells DesiYup.com that she's used to it now.
Every article of mine always begins with dark and dusky.
Das points out that fair actresses in Bollywood are never described as the fair and lovely Kareena or the fair and beautiful Aishwarya.
But if it is dark, because it's such an aberration, it's always written about.
We can dismiss this as a colonial hangover, a relic from a time when dark skin meant you labored in the fields, while lightness of skin was like softness of hands, a mark of privilege. Except 66 years after independence, mothers are still telling their children, don't go into the sun, who's going to marry you? Look, says the fashion and cosmetics industry, lighten up. Westerners go into tanning parlors to become darker. Indians pile on skin lighteners to become lighter. Same difference. Emmanuel says, not really.
It's not a matter of, you know, I want to go get my skin tanned today, so let me just go do it. And I'm not going to be treated differently because I've tanned my skin.
She says color discrimination in India is real. It can affect the jobs you get, your marriage prospects, and it starts early.
We saw children suffering self-esteem issues because they were being compared to their siblings who were fairer than themselves. Or, for instance, in a school event, they wouldn't be given the main lead role just because of their skin color.
She says the Dark is Beautiful campaign has an uphill task, but it's gathering steam.
And we're really overwhelmed by the response we've had, especially on social media. You know, that's where the campaign has actually taken off. Today is actually a landmark day because we celebrate 10,000 likes on our Facebook page.
That's nice, but it barely makes a dent in India's appetite for skin lightening cream. Fairness creams are still big business, in fact, bigger than ever. About $400 million, according to The Atlantic. Every cosmetic company has them, and fairness creams for men are booming as well. That's why Emmanuel hopes a superstar like Shah Rukh Khan is listening.
You know, we don't think that Shah Rukh Khan is responsible for the fact that we have skin color bias in the country. You know, we know that he's a responsible human being, but we would really appreciate it if he stood up to show that he cares by, you know, not advertising products that promote such bias.
And by the way, says Nandita Das, don't think you're doing anyone any favors by trying to make her duskiness an asset instead of a liability.
A lot of people who try to be politically correct, they say, oh, we love the dark skin. In fact, I like dark women more. Like, you don't have to like them more.
Just not discriminating against them would be a good beginning. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.